A handful of Petersburg residents are gathered at Glo Wallen's beachfront home to have a cookout. Wallen is the current president of the local Sons of Norway Lodge, and she's also the town's harbor master. At this point, she has no idea she's getting an award. Only a few choice people know. As far as Wallen's concerned, she's just hosting important visitors. The last time the Norwegian ambassador visited Petersburg for the Little Norway Festival in 2015, Wallen also hosted a barbecue at her place.
We're hosting the ambassador of Norway to the United States of America here and his assistant and our Norwegian consul that's located up in Anchorage. So we're having a little Alaskan party. We also have the lieutenant governor of Alaska's here as well.
Southeast Alaska's Senator Bert Stedman is also here. People are socializing in the backyard, while local black cod, salmon, and shrimp are grilled over a fire. Soon, people are called around the deck, because Ambassador Kåre Aas wants to publicly thank Wallen for the hospitality, and...
His Majesty, King Harald V, he has told me to come here. When His Majesty wants to honor a person or persons, he gives them the St. Olav's Medal.
The medal is round and silver and hangs from a red, blue, and white ribbon. Wallen also receives a diploma. Aas says the medal is given to Norwegians or foreigners who have been working hard to strengthen the relationship between Norway and another country, in this case, the U.S. He says he nominated Wallen for the medal.
Since you were born and your mother is here, you grew up in a fishing family and your father... He told you a lot about values, Norwegian values, and your mother, she told you about how to interact with other persons, how to sew, how to cook.
After the award is given, Wallen receives hugs from friends and family and poses for photos. Later, Aas tells me more about the meaning of the King's Medal. He says they are seldom given out, maybe one a year to Americans.
It's really a recognition about what Glo has been doing. In working and promoting and maintaining Norwegian values and in Alaska, but also really emphasizing what many Norwegian Americans think about the relationship to Norway historically, politically, but also culturally. And His Majesty, he really honors those who are advocating the relationship between, in this case, our two countries.
Aas says that based on this recognition, he believes that when Wallen visits Norway, which she hopes to do, she will be able to meet the King of Norway. Wallen herself didn't give any speech after receiving the award, but besides wearing a new medal on her chest, she also had a beaming smile on her face. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.